Welcome to Authority Engine, your guide to accelerated business growth through podcasting. Now here's your host, Ben Kruger.
Hey there, folks, and welcome to another episode of the Authority Engine podcast. I'm your host, Ben Kruger, the podcast marketing guy, and I'm dedicated to helping you record, engage, and convert through your podcast marketing and becoming the go-to authority, celebrity authority in your field. All right, I'm excited because today we are on part two of our podcast starter series. I've got been getting a lot of questions from folks about getting started with podcasting. You know, what are some of the pitfalls to avoid? And that's what I talked about in last week's episode. And today I'm going to be talking about the five costly misconceptions about starting a podcast. And these are things that a lot of people have preconceived notions about starting a podcast, different things. We'll kind of go through all five of them. And you know, sometimes they're just plain old not accurate. There's a lot of hype around there one way or the other on certain items, whether it's absolutely fantastic or whether it's, you know, terrible. And we are going to bust through some of that hype today, and I'm going to give it to you straight. At this point with small business podcasting, we've launched probably upwards, I would have to tally it, but we're probably getting pretty close to 100 podcasts for clients, and I've helped out with about 100 podcast launches, or at least we're coming up pretty close to that. So I've got a pretty good understanding of what's going on and what people come to me with these ideas about starting a podcast, what that looks like, and here are five of the really costly misconceptions that I see all the time and that I end up sharing with people and trying to help set them on a path for success, as opposed to having these visions that are a little bit off kilter or not quite accurate. So some of these will be, you know, kind of tamping down some of the hype of the glory of podcasting and what it can do and all this crazy stuff. But others will talk about how things with podcasting are even better than how they're made out to be when you know, you kind of check it out there in the blogosphere and other podcasts and stuff like that. So I'm really excited to share this stuff because I get questions on it all the time. So let's do it. This is part two of our podcast starter series. So we're going to dive right in with number one, the first misconception about starting a podcast. And of course, there's a lot of them, but I really boiled it down to the top five and the ones that made the biggest impact one way or the other. So the first one is the idea that if you build it, they will come. You know, that classic baseball reference of, you know, if you build it, the field of dreams, if you build it, they will come. You know, you've got this idea of a podcast and it's going to be absolutely glorious. And, you know, you may not have any audience right now. You don't even have any kind of an online presence. But if I create this podcast, then people are just going to show up out of the woodwork because they have a shared interest, and they're going to show up in the first month and it's going to go incredibly well and all this stuff. Well, when it comes down to it, if we're being realistic, that's not how this works. If you build it, they might come. And if you build it right, they will probably come. If you build it right and you promote it right, then you're doing really well. But if you build it, that is not enough. So the big keys here are to, before you even get started with the podcast, is to make sure that you're providing really great value with that show, to make sure that you're discussing a topic that not only you are passionate about and that you're knowledgeable about, or at least willing to learn about, but also one that your audience is very passionate about. It can't be something that people are laissez-faire about and it really doesn't get them excited, because with podcasting, you know, nobody's going to listen to a half-hour show about something that doesn't actually interest, intrigue, or excite them in some way, educate them, something like that. So it has to be something that people are passionate about. And of course, people are passionate about all kinds of different things. So you just have to make sure there is that niche, that that group of folks that's really passionate about what you're going to be talking about, discussing, and reviewing with your podcast. And then the final piece there is it's got to help people get somewhere. It's got to help them get a result of some kind or get to a, you know, kind of take them in the direction that they want to go with their lives. So whether that's, you know, the classic one is better business results, better health, better relationships. Those are kind of the big three, but there's so many different ways, you know, different things going on here. And it doesn't have to necessarily be educational at all. It can just be, you know, a bunch of people talking about a hobby like, you know, let's say handmade wooden boats, but they have to get something from the show and it has to help them out. So maybe it's just a place where they can connect with other like-minded individuals that have similar passions. So that's the first one. If you build it, they won't necessarily come. There's a lot more to it than that. That doesn't mean that you can't be wildly successful, but I don't want you to assume that as soon as you pop that baby up in iTunes, it's going to start, you know, getting wild downloads and it's just going to take off like a shot by itself. And we'll cover that in one of the later misconceptions, how we can play that a little bit. So number two is the misconception that it has to be perfect before I publish it to the world. Now, the big thing here is, as a beginning podcaster, it's never going to be perfect. It's never going to, you know, sound absolutely incredible. You're never going to not have, you know, some kind of tripping over yourself when you're talking. Heck, I do it. A lot of the really professional podcasters and radio hosts still do it. Really, what it comes down to is it has to be good, it has to be valuable, and you've got to get started. Is if you don't have that episode out, if you don't have the podcast live, it literally cannot do you any good. You know, you can have 15 episodes recorded and, you know, maybe they're not perfect, so you want to do a couple more, you know, that kind of stuff, and practice and hone your skills and all that kind of stuff. And that's great. But get started, for crying out loud. Publish some of those episodes and get some momentum, because without the show being live, you literally cannot get any benefit from this whole thing. And if you're creating episodes or you're hemming and hawing and you're trying to get everything perfect, it's never going to be. So what you can do is you can record episodes and not publish it right away. And the other thing that you can do is, on your first couple episodes, you know, you may be incredibly knowledgeable about what you're talking about and just let that passion show through. But you can also share with folks that, hey, this is not something that you're a pro at yet. You can share and say, hey, so this is my first couple episodes. I'm really excited about it. It's a little bit weird for me. It's not something I've done before, but I would love to hear your guys' feedback, and we'll go from there. So that is a fantastic way to get started when it's not exactly perfect. And I absolutely encourage you to get started before it's perfect. All right, number three, the costly misconception numero tres is the thought that podcasting is an instant audience generator. You know, if you've got no audience right now and I launch a podcast immediately, that means I'm going to have people listening to my show and I'll be able to immediately generate an audience out of thin air using iTunes and using a podcast, and the dollars are going to start rolling in from fairyland. And that's really not how it works. Number one, podcasting is a momentum game. So if you start with no momentum, it's very difficult to get it really rolling. And there's definitely some strategies and tactics that we use. There's some ways that we have leveraged for our clients to help them get some of that initial momentum right out of the gate, even though they don't have any audience whatsoever. However, that's a little bit more difficult than if you've got at least a base audience. It doesn't have to be big. A small email list, a small blog readership, something like that can allow you to really leverage that existing audience to get a lot more momentum right out of the gate. So if you've got an audience already, then you can definitely leverage podcasting to really make your show get a lot of results, a lot of downloads, expose you to a brand new audience really quickly. But if you don't have an audience, it's definitely tougher. And by the every couple of months, it gets even tougher because there's more people in the podcasting game and more really great content and really great podcasts out there. So it is getting a little bit more competitive in that sense, to where you can't just launch a podcast and it'll be a success in a couple months. That's not really how it works. It's much more of a momentum game. So if you start out with a decent audience, you can absolutely leverage that and start seeing great results from month one. But it's much tougher when you're starting out from scratch. Number two part of that is that podcasting is a long-term asset. It's not an instant, if I start a show this month with no audience, by next month, I'm not going to have thousands of downloads and a whole bunch of email subscribers. And then it's going to be like a flash pan, do it real quick, build up a massive audience, and then stop type of a thing. Podcasting is a relationship building tool. It's a tool for folks that are in the game for a long period of time. They want to add value to their market and they really want to share something with the audience that's going to help them achieve a result and drive some results for their business, whether that's sales, whether that's positioning themselves as an expert, whether that's growing their audience and growing their exposure. But it is a longer term approach. Content marketing in general is a longer term approach. So podcasting is no different on that front. All right. Number four, the misconception number four, and I see this all the time, is sponsors are going to pay for my show right away and they'll immediately offset the cost of starting a podcast. This can be true if you've already got an audience, if you've already got some swing, if you've already got some relationships with potential sponsors, particularly mom and pop type of sponsors that already have a relationship with you and you know that you can get them some results pretty quickly. And you've already got some audience. So as soon as you start a podcast, you know you're going to get downloads right out of the gate. If you're starting from scratch, it's much more difficult. When it comes to that, sponsors don't necessarily, it's much more about download numbers when it comes to sponsors than it is about the show topic. Now, if you've got a really niche topic where there's a lot of expansion, there's a lot of growth, you can get some incredible sponsors because they're just begging to get their stuff out there in front of people. And there's definitely ways you can. Getting sponsors, quite honestly, comes down to your ability to negotiate and your ability to create deals. And if you're not a real big deal maker, sponsors is going to be a very difficult way to monetize your podcast from the beginning until you get to about the 1,000 download per episode mark. That's when sponsorships really kind of become a thing where you can monetize your show. You can go out to some of the more typical podcast sponsors and you can do a deal with them to where they'll sponsor your show. And starting at around 1,000 downloads per episode is where that becomes a viable option. Now, instead, what you can do, and this is one way, well, of course, there's the going towards the mom and pop type of sponsors. There's going towards more the affiliate route of sponsors to where it's really not so much a sponsorship. It's you having an affiliate relationship with some other company or some other service to where if you send them business, you get a cut or a commission. And that obviously you don't need a certain number of downloads for that. And that always comes down to how close does your audience fit with that offer? How beneficial is that offer to your audience? Because if it's not, they're not going to convert, plain and simple. And you're just going to dilute your show by hawking stuff that doesn't even add value for them. But if it's a service that you fully back, something that you use yourself and you know that these folks will get value from, that's a great way to do it. The better way, in my opinion, and from what I've seen through launching all these podcasts for clients, is monetizing your show through products, services, membership sites, and coaching on the back end. So the podcast itself is a free tool. It is a relationship builder. It is a way for you to expose yourself to brand new audiences and to get that out there. It's a way for you to build that know, like, trust factor, to position yourself as an expert, as a celebrity, as an authority in your industry, and then for people to understand what it is you offer on the back end. So whether that's products, coaching, membership sites, services, done for you services, which is, you know, a big part of what we do here, then that is a much more effective way of monetizing a show. So if you've already got products, services, memberships, that kind of stuff, or a coaching program, something like that, podcasting is a fantastic option because it plugs right in. You don't need to have a massive number of downloads. You just need a very specific audience, a very small, very niche down specific audience, and that can convert really well for you and actually make you a lot of money without many downloads. I know people who are making a solid seven figures a year with less than 1,000 downloads a month. And a lot of their business comes from the podcast. So it's not necessarily down to downloads, but if you think that sponsors are going to pay for your show right away, if you've got no audience and really very little downloads, then I'm sorry, but you're swimming up the wrong creek, barking up the wrong tree. So the last misconception that I see very often, and this particularly applies for folks that already have an online business, already have a income stream that they're working on. They're working on the business, they're working on coaching, they're working on some other things. So podcasting is, they want to start podcasting as a marketing tool, a way to grow their audience, position themselves as a celebrity authority, all the things that we've been talking about this whole time. There's this idea of, well, I'll just do it all myself to get started. And then once I'm up and running, I'll have somebody handle it on the back end once I get it figured out. It makes me cry a little bit being in the podcast service industry. And of course, this is self-serving. And I don't mean to cover that up in any way. What I want folks to understand, you do not need to go through the 6-month learning curve that podcasting is, or that podcasting really requires, to figure out the strategy, to figure out the implementation, to figure out the workflow, to figure out all the tools and resources and time that needs to go into the back end to actually provide that podcast, the show notes, you know, all the things that go along with that, to market all the episodes, all that kind of stuff. There's a lot of work that goes into that. And what I want people to think about podcasting is it's much more a piece of your sales funnel than it is anything else. So when I say that, I don't mean that on the podcast you're selling. What I mean is on that podcast, you're sharing really great information. You're sharing who you are and the fact that you know what you're talking about. And you're also sharing that you do have a solution for them and that you are somebody to be trusted that they can do business with in the future. So whether that's through products or services, whether that's through, you know, just sharing your content and helping you grow your audience to be bigger and really making an influence and impact with what you have to say. But as a business owner and as a leader and an influencer, handling all of the back end stuff with podcasting is not the best investment of your time. So, you know, this is a concept that is very pervasive throughout the business sphere, if you will, but it's kind of that whole 80-20 approach of, you know, how is your time being spent? Is your time being spent on the $10,000 an hour type activities like sales, like, you know, setting up new JV and affiliate partnerships, like, you know, those real high level things like figuring out what your next product or service offering is going to be, those kind of things? Or are you spending all of your time in the back end playing around with editing software, trying to figure out how to submit your show to iTunes, and, you know, playing around in Photoshop and trying to get that artwork badge just right? So it really comes down to, where is your time being best spent? And of course, if you're just getting started, if you don't have, you know, any form of income online yet, and this is something that you're trying to put together to kind of get that momentum, that's okay. What I'm trying to say is, for the folks that already have some of those other pieces in place, this is not where you should be spending your time. So, of course, that's what we specialize in at Small Business Podcasting. We've got our ultimate done-for-you podcasting system, where month one, we get you started, we launch the show, we do everything for you. It's a complete done-for-you system to where we take your concept of what the podcast is and how it's going to benefit your business, and we put it together, we build all the elements, we get it submitted to iTunes and all that kind of stuff, integrated with your site. We even put together your first couple episodes, and then we manage it on an ongoing basis. So we do the editing, show notes, writing, posting, all that stuff. So that is a little rundown of what we have to offer at Small Business Podcasting, and I encourage you to check that out. You can take a look at the show notes, authorityengine.com/70, because this is episode 70. There's going to be a nice big link in there if you're interested in having this done for you. If you are that busy entrepreneur that has a lot of stuff going on and your time is better spent on other things than managing the podcast, than getting it started yourself and putting all those pieces together, that is going to be a godsend for you. This is something that we're very good at, and I've been really enjoying and learning and growing and really putting together a package that does an incredible job for folks that really need to get started and get results quickly. For those of you that have not gotten started yet and want to maybe do it yourself, or you really have some questions about some of these misconceptions or in general with podcasting, I want you to head to authorityengine.com/70, and in the comments of that show notes page, answer, you know, or ask me, what questions do you have about starting a podcast that you want real, absolutely no hype answers to? So, you know, there's a lot of hyped up, you know, stuff about leveraging iTunes to get massive traffic, you know, sales and et cetera, for your business, or for, you know, start a show and get sponsors right away. And of course, I kind of debunked that one a little bit earlier. But if there are some other questions or ideas about podcasting that you would really like a complete no hype, honest answer to, hit me up, authorityengine.com/70, drop it in the comments section down there, and I'll get a really clean, no hype answer to you. I'll let you know how it is, straight man to man or man to woman, and I'm happy to help out, because this is one area to where I really get frustrated seeing folks flounder at this stage, because there is some misinformation out there. There is some hype. So hopefully this episode has helped clear some of that up. So you can grab a guide, the 5 costly misconceptions guide, and how you can avoid those, or kind of how you should be thinking about those instead, at authorityengine.com/70. I encourage you to check that out. All right, folks, thank you so much for tuning in. I really appreciate everybody being here, and I hope this episode has been really helpful. I want to remind everybody to go out and record your killer content, engage your audience, and convert those listeners into paying customers. I'm Ben Kruger, the podcast marketing guy, and you've been listening to the Authority Engine Podcast, where I'm dedicated to helping you grow your business using the power of podcast marketing every Tuesday morning. All right, folks, see you back next week. Hey there, Authority Engine listeners. big changes. We're now shifting over to a brand new podcast on a new RSS feed. So if you've been enjoying what I've shared with you with Authority Engine, the tips on how to monetize podcasting and really use it for your brand, then you're gonna love Cashflow Podcasting. This is the brand new show that we're launching with the brand new brand, Cashflow Podcasting. So on this show, we're gonna start out with a fast start series that will walk people through the exact steps to get started with podcasting in a way that's specifically designed to generate audience growth, sales, and authority for you in the marketplace using podcasting. Now, whether you're already a podcaster or you have been considering using it to grow your business, this is going to be the perfect fast start series to really get you going and help you maximize that opportunity. Then we're going to be diving into case study after case study of podcasters out there right now who are generating big incomes and big results using podcasting to promote their brands and businesses, to grow their audience, to drive sales, and to build themselves as an authority in their market. So if that sounds perfect for you, you can either bust open iTunes and search Cashflow Podcasting. You'll be able to see us pop up the first one, or you can go to cashflowpodcasting.com and we'll have a big link right there for you to check it out. So I've really loved having you here at the Authority Engine Podcast. This has been an absolutely fantastic experiment and a fantastic show, a fantastic community, and I want to keep that going with a 2.0 version and the ability to share even more value with you through Cashflow Podcasting. So I'll see you over on the next episode of Cashflow Podcasting.